Hi, this is Tech Coffee for the 10th of February, and here's your daily tech shot in less than 2 minutes. The New York Times examines the use of algorithms in predicting crime in areas and criminality in people, setting prison sentences and supervision terms. Most US states and many European countries use governance algorithms. Civil rights activists and others worry that such algorithms could use discriminatory criteria, as many governments using the tech lack regulation regarding transparency. Tesla remotely disables autopilot features in a used Model S after second-hand sale, says the customer never paid for them. Tesla refused to reactivate the features for the consumer who bought the car from the dealership that bought the car at a Tesla auction. The consumer sent a test email requesting such features be disabled on another car, and Tesla said it wasn't possible. The dealer noted something similar had happened once before with a Model X. Coronavirus mitigation efforts have revealed the potential of China's surveillance and tracking capabilities, Reuters reports. The police used facial recognition tech to identify a man visiting an area impacted by the virus and to track his movements after they requested he quarantine himself. AI-powered camera systems can detect people with mild fevers in crowds. Consumers can check apps to see if they've been on a flight or a train with virus carriers. Facebook was responsible for around 85% of reports to the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children regarding child sex abuse images and videos in 2019. The company reported 60 million of the 70 million photos and videos reported last year. The number of reported files increased 50% year over year in 2019, and the number of reported videos surpassed the number of reported images for the first time. The U.S. Department of Justice closes an antitrust investigation into automakers that struck a deal with California to reduce vehicle emissions, having determined they did not violate the law, according to sources for the New York Times. BMW, Ford, Honda, and Volkswagen entered a pact with the state in defiance of the Trump administration's planned rollback of fuel economy standards. This was your shot of Tech Coffee. Find us at onthismedia.com.